Here is a preview of some of the programmes you'll be able to see coming shortly on BBC television. To kick off with, there's Variety. Peter West and Brian Johnson star in Rain Stop Play, a wacky new comedy series about the gay exploits of two television cricket commentators, with E.W. Swanton as Aggie, the kooky Scots maid. For those of you who don't like Variety, there's Variety, with Brian Close at the talk of the town. And of course, there'll be Sport. The classic series returned to BBC Two with 26 episodes of John Galsworthy's Snooker My Way, with Nyree Dawn Porter repeating her triumph as Joe Davis. And, of course, there'll be Sport. Comedy is not forgotten, with Jim Laker in 13 weeks of off-spin bowling. Jim plays the zany bachelor bowler in a new series of How's That, with Annalee Drummond Hay on Mr. Softy as his wife. And, of course, there'll be Sport. Panorama will be returning, introduced as usual by Tony Jacklin, and Lulu will be tackling the old man of Hoy. And for those of you who prefer drama, there's Sport. On Show of the Week, Kenneth Wusterholm sings, and for those of you who don't like television, there's David Coleman. And of course, there'll be Sport. But now for something completely different. Sport.
Monty Python, the Flying Circus.
This single part and months of painstaking research, we've been able to accurately reconstruct this entire piece.
Hello. On Archaeology Today tonight, I have with me Professor Lucien Kastner of Oslo University.
Good evening.
How tall are you, Professor?
I beg your pardon?
How tall are you?
I'm about 5'10".
And an expert in Egyptian tomb paintings, Sir Robert. Are you really 5'10"?
Yes.
Funny, you look much shorter than that to me. Are you slumped forward in your chair at all?
Oh, no, I...
Extraordinary. Sir Robert Eversley, who's just returned from the excavations at El Arar, and who must be well over 6 foot. Isn't that right, Sir Robert?
Yes.
In fact, I think you're 6'5", aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, that's marvellous. I mean, you're a totally different kind of specimen to Professor Kastner. Straight in your seat, erect, firm.
Yes, I thought we were here to discuss archaeology.
Yes, of course we are. Yes, absolutely. Oh, you're absolutely right. Oh, that's positive thinking for you. You wouldn't have said a thing like that, would you, 5'10" weed? Sir Robert Eversley, who's very interesting. What have you discovered in the excavations at LRR?
Basically, we have found a complex of tombs.
Very good speaking voice.
Which present dramatic evidence of Polynesian influence in Egypt in the Third Dynasty, which is quite remarkable.
How tall were the Polynesians?
They were...
Well, they were rather small and seafaring.
Short men, were they all squat and bent up?
Well, I really don't know.
Who were the tall people?
Well, I'm afraid I don't know.
Who were that very tall tribe in Africa?
Well, this is hardly archaeology.
The Watutsi! That's it, the Watutsi! Oh, that's the tribe. Some of them were 8 foot tall. Oh, can you imagine that? 8 foot of Watutsi? Not one on another's shoulders. Oh, no! 8 foot of solid Watutsi! Oh, that's what I call tall.
Yes, but it's nothing to do with archaeology.
Oh, to hell with archaeology!
Speak! I came all the way from Oslo to do this program. I'm a professor of archaeology. I'm an expert in ancient civilizations. All right, I'm only 5'10". All right, my posture is bad. All right, I slump in my chair. But I've had more women than either of you two. I've had more women than I've had. So you can keep your moment, Emerson. And keep your bloody what you say. I'd rather have my little body. My little 5'10" body.
Bloody fool, look what you've done to him.
Then bloody fool me.
I'll do what I like, because I'm 6'5", and I eat punts like you for breakfast.
I'll get you for that, Eversley. I'll get you if I have to travel to the four corners of the earth.
Year. We had discovered some Hittite baking dishes from the 5th dynasty, and Sir Robert was happier than I had ever seen him.
A Sumerian drinking vessel of the 4th dynasty.
Catalogue this, Cod Daniel. It's 4th dynasty.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's Sumerian.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, I am so happy for you.
I'm happy too. Now at last, we know there was a Sumerian influence here in Abu Simnel. In the early pre-dynastic period, 2,000 years before the reign of Tutankhamun.
Today, I hear the robin sing. Today, the thrush is on the wing.
Today, he knows what life will bring.
All right, Eversley. Get up out of that trench.
Don't forget, I'm 6'5".
That doesn't worry me. Kastner?
Yeah, Lord.
Oh. 11'3".
I'm too tall! I'm too tall!
Daniel?
11'6". Damn you! Abdul,
15'4". Mustafa,
19'3". Damn you!
And there we end this edition of Archaeology Today. Next week, the Silbury Dig, by Cole Porter, with Pearl Bailey and Arthur Negus.
And now, an appeal for sanity from the Reverend Arthur Belling.
You know,
There are many people in the country today who, through no fault of their own, are sane. Some of them were born sane. Some of them became sane later in their lives. It is up to people like you and me, who are out of our tiny little minds, to try and help these people overcome their sanity. You can start in small ways with ping pong ball eyes and a funny voice, and then you can paint half of your body red and the other half green, and then you can jump up and down in a bowl of treacle going squeal, 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 and then you can go nah, 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 and then you can roll around on the floor going
The Reverend Arthur Belling is vicar of St. Looney up the cream bun and jam. And now an appeal on behalf of the National Trust.
Good evening. My name is Leapy Lee. No, sorry, that's the name of my favourite singer. My name is Mrs. Fred Stolly. No, Mrs. Fred Stolly is the wife of my favourite tennis player. My name is Bananas. No, that's my favourite fruit. I'm... Misses a nice evening out at the pictures, then perhaps a dance at a club, then back to his place for a quick cup of coffee and a little bit of... No, sorry. That's my favourite way of spending a night out. Perhaps I am Leapy Lee. Yes, I must be Leapy Lee. Hello, fans. Leapy Lee here. Little arrows that will... Hello? Evidently, I'm not Leapy Lee. I thought I probably wouldn't be. Thank you. I'll tell them. Hello. Dennis Compton here. No. I should have written it down. Now, where's that number? I'm Mao Zedong, I'm P.P. Arnold, I'm Margaret Thatcher, I'm Sir Gerald Navarro. Hello? Sir Len Upton here. Could you tell me, please... Oh, am I? Oh, thank you. Good evening. I'm Mrs. What number are you dialing, please? good morning.
Morning.
Are you the registrar?
I have that function.
Well, I was here on Saturday getting married to a blonde girl, and I'd like to change, please. I'd like to have this one instead.
What do you mean?
Well, the other one wasn't any good, so I'd like to swap it for this one, please. I have paid. I paid on Saturday. Here's the ticket.
No, that was when you were married.
Yes, that was when I was married to the wrong one. I didn't like the colour. This is the one I want to have, so if you just change the forms around, I'll take this one back with me now.
I can't do that.
Look, make it simple, I'll pay again.
No, you can't do that.
Look, all I want you to do is change the wife, say the words, blah, 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 back to my place, no questions asked.
I'm sorry, sir, but we're not allowed to change.
You can at Harrods.
You can't.
You can. I changed my record player. There wasn't a grumble.
It's different.
And I changed my pet snake, and I changed my Robin Day tie.
Well, you can't change your bloody wife.
Oh, all right. Well, can I borrow one for the weekend?
No.
Oh, blimey, I only wanted a jolly good...
All right, bring it up. All right, what's your number? All right, name?
Cool.
Next, please. Name?
Watson.
Mr. Watson.
No, Doctor.
Oh, Mr. Doctor.
No, not Mr. Doctor.
Oh, Doctor. Doctor.
No, Dr. Watson.
Dr. Watson. Doctor.
Oh, just call me Darling.
Hello, Mr. Darling.
No, Doctor!
Hello, Doctor Darling.
But at Wembley, play had resumed.
Meanwhile, nearby, the day was just beginning for Muggsy Spaniel, a convicted gangster and well-known swell guy.
Can't you steer?
I can hear.
Happy birthday, Muggsy.
Yes, indeed. This was the work of none other than Eggs Diamond, leader of the notorious chicken gang.
Dimsdale.
If the chicken gang out for blood, a man's life wasn't worth the paper it was printed on. Already there have been murders committed here and here, and the latest one right here.
What, you know?
However, the powerful forces Eggs had loosed on the city were to be his undoing. Return with us now to the hideout.
These and other fascinating lies are yours for the reading in this beautifully bound volume. Bite now, suckers. This is an ideal gift. A must for all you out there who long to sound clever at your next cocktail party.
Ah, John. Allow me to introduce my next-door neighbour, John Stokes. This is a snivelling little rat-faced git.
Hello. I noticed a slight look of anxiety cross your face for a moment just then, but you needn't worry, I'm used to it. That's the trouble of having a surname like Git.
Oh, yes.
We did think once of having it changed by deed poll, you know, to Watson or something like that, but a snivelling little rat-faced Watson's just as bad, eh?
Yes, I suppose so, yes.
Oh, that's my wife. Darling! Come and meet Mr. What was it?
Stokes, John Stokes.
Oh, yeah, sir. John Stokes, this is my wife, dreary, fat, boring old.
How do you do?
How do you do?
There you are.
Yes, here I am.
Oh,
yes.
Is this your wife?
Yes. This is the wife, yes. Darling, these are the gits. The gits.
Oh, heaven's sakes, we are being formal. Does it have to be surnames?
Oh, no, not at all. This is my wife, Nora. Nora Jane. Nora Jane Stokes. This is a snivelling little rat-faced git. And this is his wife, dreary, fat, boring old git.
I was just telling your husband what an awful bore it is having a surname like git.
Oh, well, it's not that bad.
Oh, you've no idea how the kids get taunted. Why, only last week, dirty, lying little Two-Face came running home from school, sobbing his eyes out, and our youngest, ghastly, spotty, horrible, vicious little, is just at the age when taunts like she's a git really hurt.
Do you live round here?
Yes, we live up the road, number 49. You can't miss it. We've just had the outside painted with warm pus. Oh. Yes, it's very nice, actually. It goes nicely with the vomit and catarrh we've had smeared over the front door.
I think we ought to be going. We have two children to collect.
Oh, well, bring them round for tea tomorrow. It's Darcy Spotted Cross-Eyed's birthday. She's having a spotting and disemboweling party for a few friends. The Norses will be there, and Duck and Janice and Mucus, and the Rectums from Swanage.
And now a nice version of that same sketch.
Ah, John, allow me to introduce my next-door neighbour. John, this is Mr. Watson.
Hello, I noticed a slight look of anxiety across your face just then, but you needn't worry.
I preferred the dirty version.
Well, I've been a hunter all my life. I love animals. That's why I like to kill them. Animals I didn't like. Good day, Roy.
How can Roy Spill, a tough, fearless backwoodsman who have chosen to live in a violent, unrelenting world of nature's creatures where only the fittest survive? Today, they are off to hunt mosquitoes.
The mosquito is a clever little bastard. You can track him for days and days until you really get to know him like a friend. He knows you're there, and you know he's there. It's a game of wits. You hate him, then you respect him, then you kill him.
Suddenly, Hank spots the mosquito they're after. Now, more than ever, they must rely on the skills they have learned from a lifetime's hunting. Hank gauges the wind. Roy examines the mosquito's spore. Then... It's a success. The mosquito is dead. But Roy must make sure.
There's nothing more dangerous than a wounded mosquito.
But the hunt is not over. With well-practiced skill, Hank skins the mosquito. The wings of a fully grown male mosquito can fetch anything up to 0.8 of a penny in the open market. The long day is over, and it's back to base camp for a night's rest. Here, surrounded by their trophies, Roy and Hank prepare for a much tougher ordeal, a moth hunt.
Well, I follow the moth in the helicopter to lure it away from the flowers, and then Roy comes along in the Lockheed Starfighter and attacks it with air-to-air missiles.
A lot of people have asked us,
why we don't use fly spray. Well, where's the sport in that?
For Roy, sport is everything. Ever since he lost his left arm battling with an ant, Roy has risked his life in the pursuit of tiny creatures. But it's not all work, and for relaxation, they like nothing more than a day's fishing.
Wherever there is a challenge, Hank and Roy Spim will be there, ready to carry on the primordial struggle between man and inoffensive tiny insects.
Such a morning in the High Court. I could stamp my little feet the way those QCs carry on.
Don't I know it, though?
Objection here, objection there. That nice policeman gives his evidence so well. Beautiful speaking voice. Yeah. Well, after a bit, all I could do was bang my little gavel.
You are, though?
I banged my gavel.
Oh?
I did my silencing court bit. Oh, if Lutz could kill, that prosecuting counsel would be in for 30 years. How did your summing up go?
Well, I was quite pleased, actually. I was trying to do my butch voice, you know. What the jury must understand. And they loved it, you know, because he had that foreman eyeing me.
Really?
Yes, cheeky devil.
Was he the tall man with that very
no,
big...
No, just a minute. I must finish, you know. Anyway, I finished up with. The actions of these vicious men is a violent stain on the community, and the full penalty of the law is scarcely sufficient to deal with their ghastly crimes. And I waggle my wig. Just ever so slightly. But it was a stunning effect.
Oh, I bet it was. Like that super tan white striped robe in the magistrate's court.
Oh, aye.
Hello, Mrs. Thing.
Hello, Mrs. Entity.
How are you there?
Oh, I have had a morning.
Busy?
Busy. I got up at 5 o'clock. I made myself a cup of tea. I looked out of the window. Well, by then I was so worn out I had to come and have a sit down. I've been here for 7 hours.
You must be exhausted.
Oh, have you been shopping?
No, I've been shopping.
Funny.
I'm worn out. I've been shopping for 6 hours.
What have you bought then?
Nothing. Nothing at all. A complete waste of time.
Wicked, isn't it?
Wicked. It'll be worse when we join the common market.
That nice Mr. Reith would never allow that.
It's funny he never married.
He's a bachelor.
Ooh, that would explain it. Oh, dear me, all this chatting away wears me out.
Yes. I bet Mrs. Reginald Maudlin doesn't have to put up with all this drudgery, getting up at 5 in the morning, making a cup of tea, looking out of the window, chatting away.
No, it should all be done for her.
Yes? She'd have the whole day free for playing snooker.
She probably wouldn't go through all the drudgery of playing snooker day in, day out.
No, it should all be done for her. She wouldn't even have to lift a cue.
She probably doesn't even know where the billiard room is.
No. Still, it's not as bad as the old days. Mrs. Stanley Baldwin used to have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go out and catch partridges with her bare hands.
And Mrs. William Pitt the Elder used to have to get up 3 o'clock and go burying for truffles with the bridge of her nose.
Mrs. Beethoven used to have to get up at midnight to spur on the minor bird.
Lazy creatures, minor birds.
Yes, when Beethoven went deaf, the minor bird just used to mime.
Oh, what's happening?
It's all right, it's only a flashback.
Oh!
You don't fool me, you stupid minor bird. I'm not deaf yet.
Just you wait. Oh, bugger.
Shut up.
Right in the wing.
Shut your beak. God in heaven, I never get any peace here.
Ludwig!
What?
Have you seen the sugar bowl?
No, I haven't seen the bloody sugar bowl.
You know the sugar bowl?
Stop the sugar bowl! I'm trying to finish this stinking tune! Driving me spare! So shut up!
Shut up! I don't know what you see in that piano!
Leave me alone!
A bit. Incidentally, it's da 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 dum, da 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 dum.
You're right. Oh, incidentally, why not call him Hamlet?
Hamlet, I like. Much better than David. Michelangelo, you can use David. I won't sue.
Thanks, but I've had a better idea. Oh, yes, dear.
Another son.
Oh, my Lord.
Composer? Poh! I wouldn't wish it on my son. He's a sensitive boy already. I'd rather he was a sewage attendant or a rat catcher.
Aha! Rats at 42A Kartoffelnstrasse. Hey, Mitzi, I gotta go to Potato Street.
Put your glasses on!
To press by rats, do mice get it down? Then why not visit Colin Mozart's rodent exterminating routine? Rats extirpated, mice punished. Foes torn apart by Colin Mozart, Munich's leading furry animal liquidator.
Oh, thank goodness you've come. We're having a terrible time with them bleeding rats. I think they live in a stupid piano already.
Get out the bloody piano, you stupid fairy fat-toothkits!
Beethoven was rather glad when he went deaf.
So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the Lord.
Well, I was ever so glad they abolished hanging, you know, because that black cap just didn't suit me.
Yes. Do you remember the Glasgow treason trial?
Oh, yes, I wore a body stocking all through it.
No, Hen, with the party afterwards.
Oh, that's right. You were walking out with that very butch clerk of the court.
That's right. Oh, he made me want to turn Queen's evidence.
Oh, me too. One summing up on a minibodies.
Oh, anyway, Bailey Anderson.
Oh, her?
Yeah, she's so strict. She was on at me for giving Dolly sentences, you know, especially in that arson case.
What was the verdict?
They prefer the brown wing.
I love the Scottish assizes. I know what they mean by a really well-hung jury.
Oh, get back in the witness box. You're too sharp to live.
I'll smack your little body.
Oh, and again.
Have you heard of that new body rub JP's use?
I had a magistrate in Bradford yesterday.
Funnily enough, I felt like one in the lunchtime recess today. But the ones I really like are those voiceover announcers on the BBC, you know, after the programmes are over.
Oh, aye, of course, they're bent as safety pins.
I know, but they've got beautiful speaking voices, haven't they? And now a choice of viewing on BBC television.
Here are tonight's football results.
Mm.